It's Mark Yeagy here, wealth architect and lifestyle investor. Let's take your life to the next level. Welcome to the Wealth Architect Podcast. Welcome back, everybody, to the Wealth Architect Podcast. I'm your host, Mark Yeagy, and today we have a fantastic guest. I've appeared actually on his podcast, and he's a lot of fun, actually. I think you're going to really enjoy it. We're going to be talking about some interesting stuff that we don't really get to visit here on the Wealth Architect Podcast, and that's really more around kids and financial education for kids. But let me give you an intro. George is a 20-year finance industry veteran, podcaster, writer, speaker extraordinaire. He's working to help people get better with money and live life how they want. Sound familiar? Right? That's what we do here. He spent 10 years with a Fortune 100 company. He's the chief community officer of the Money Alignment Academy and the host of the Lifeblood Podcast. Let's welcome George Grombacher to the podcast. Welcome, George.
Thank you, sir. Glad to be here.
So glad you're here. Give us a little background. Tell us what we can expect here. Tell us a little bit about you and why your life is so awesome.
Nice. So my path to success has been straightforward, just an uninterrupted boulevard of green lights, just like everybody else. That's Love definitely not true. Definitely not true, Mark, like everybody else. I found myself where I am, just taking one step at a time, trying something and figuring out that it didn't work and then trying something else. I learned a lot growing up in Northern Minnesota, somehow became a tennis player, and that taught me about hard work and overcoming adversity and doing those things quickly. It taught me about really single-mindedly focusing on one thing and working really hard to get that thing. When I realized I had the ability to make that happen, that gave me the confidence to really pursue all the things that I'm doing today. So today I'm just working hard to help people get better at money so they can live how they want. And I attack that as many different ways as I possibly can, from writing to speaking to podcasting and all that other good stuff. So
would you say that is what you're most passionate about, is teaching people about money and finances?
Yeah, I think I'm excellent at putting people in position to be successful. Sort of, I figure it out. I think I'm great at podcast hosting because I bring the best out of my guests, and sure, I think asking the right questions of people and putting them in a position to be thinking about things maybe a little bit differently, or maybe something that they've never thought about before. I think that's one of the things I'm really good at.
Good. You are certainly a great podcast host, and you really do care about your listeners. I just remember that from our experience together. So let's transition into what we want to talk about today for our audience. What are the couple, the one or two topics that we want to talk about, and why is it so important to our audience?
I get asked, or I have gotten asked over the years, how can I help my kids get better with money?
So true.
How can I teach my kids about money? The last thing I want, I've got two boys, 5 and 2, and maybe more in the future, but the last thing I want is to raise an entitled, spoiled brat. I want to raise a good human being, a good citizen. I want a kid that's going to eventually be financially independent for a million different reasons. So how do I do those things? And, I'm a relatively together person. I'm reasonably smart guy. So it would probably happen on its own, but I don't want to leave it to chance. So I created and have spent a good amount of time thinking, what can I do to help my kids to learn those necessary skills and habits? And then how can I help other people who have similar desires that I do that same thing?
I think it's such a shame in a lot of ways that people like you and me have to teach kids about money. So we have these school systems and we spend about 24,000 to 28,000 hours in the school system. And I don't know about you, George, but I didn't have one class on money. And even if it was a budgeting class or something. But I tell you, I use money every single day. I don't use the Pythagorean theorem. I don't use Romeo and Juliet every day. I don't use, King Tut. But I learned a lot about those, and I didn't learn anything about money or human relations or some of those things that I use every single day. So you and I have to go out there and educate people, and it's a lot of fun for us, but it really should be like, we should be doing upper level education, right? So it's so great that you are taking an interest. I know you have a couple of kids, but it's so interesting you're taking an interest in kids, because that's where everything starts, right? It's that you have to start getting into that culture of money. And so often kids get out of the world, they haven't had to work for the money. They were maybe entitled, like you said. And now all of a sudden they have to go buy something. They're like, wait a minute, that's $80. Hang on. That's 4 hours of labor, right? After tax. I didn't even think about that, but that's 7 hours of labor, right? So, you know, they've got to start learning it maybe too late. And that's why I think we're playing so much catch up in our world. So how can we teach kids about money? Let's do a little bit of teaching. Like, how can we teach our kids about money?
Yeah. And everything you said really resonates. And I think you did hit the nail on the head. I wish that I would have been taught a lot of these things. I don't know that I would have learned it, but I wish that I would have been taught them.
It'd have been
and, in there. And I hope that that happens. You're seeing personal finance get added to curriculums. And even with that, I think it's still parents' responsibility that if you really want your kids to learn these things, that you're going to need to be spearheading that effort in one form or fashion. That being said, I think that if you're going to teach somebody or anybody anything, the simpler we can make it, the better.
Sure.
And so I figured out that if you could figure out what the really first principles of personal finance are and really boil down, what are these key areas of learning that if you really got it into your kid's head at a young age, when they're 25 years old, would they be positioned to move on to financial success? So I thought, okay, what are these ideas? And then how can we mirror that or match it to an image? You know, a picture is worth 1,000 words. So taking a first principle, matching it with an image, and then proverbs or heuristics. So the reason that we know about a stitch in time saves nine, the reason that you know and I know that it's really important to pay ourselves first is that these are just, it's wisdom that's been passed on from generation to generation. Yes. To generation. So how can I take those things, marry it together with a simple image, simple idea, and give that to parents? And I came up with about 20 of them with three really keys. But I think that that hopefully will make it accessible and easy to help parents teach kids about money.
Right. And I can tell you, when I was a kid, I got marched down to the bank. You know, it was actually a savings bank or something like that. I don't think they have those even anymore. I think they all went belly up. But back then, I went in there, they had a little passbook, and they would have my name on it, and they would stamp it with how much money, my $5 that I put in there. That was actually the beginning of my saving career, which led to my stock market career, which led to what I'm doing today. And it was just because I didn't say, hey, I want to open up a bank account. Like, my parents took me in there and we opened up a bank account and got me interested in that topic. And I didn't even know why we were doing it, but eventually all the pieces started to come together, right? So what would be one thing that you would think, like, if you grabbed a kid off the street today and started to teach him about money, what would be the first thing you would teach him?
Yeah. And credit to your parents, right? There's so many opportunities for experiential learning, and these things really stick with you. So I think that's awesome. I break it down to gold, silver, and bronze, just because we're all familiar with the Olympics, and there's that, there's the medal stand. And so we sort of get that. So the gold medal of personal finance is pay yourself first. So if you can get your kid in the habit of, when they're 18 or they get their first job, start putting away 5, 10, however much, just for them. Wow, what a huge thing that is. Silver, I'm going to say it, stay out of debt. You know, credit card debt, a lot of debt is crushing way too many of us. Too many of us are living paycheck to paycheck. And I don't want my kids to fall victim to that. So pay yourself first is gold. Silver is stay out of debt. And then bronze, which is really foundational, is to diversify. I know that, you know, that's not necessarily what's going to help people to get wealthy, but I think that for the majority of people out there, just taking a sort of with the core of their portfolio, taking a more diversified approach, simple. I think those three things, if you gave those to a 25-year-old who really understood those versus a kid that was 25 that didn't get those at all, well, I think you're going to see a pretty big difference between those two people.
It's a beautiful start, you know, paying yourself first. I read a book, and I know you've read it too, called The Richest Man in Babylon by George S. Clason. And really a life-changing book for me, because it wasn't just about saving money. You know, you and I both know you're not going to save yourself to wealth, right? Mm-hmm. But if you don't get into the habit, like, it's anything, right? If you don't get into a health habit, you're never going to be healthy. If you don't get into a wealth habit, you won't create wealth. So it's the savings habit that's the very beginning. You know, financial education first, I always call it learn to earn, then you earn so that you can save, right? So saving is so critical, and it's just a habit. And this is one habit that is so easy to do. You put it on autopilot, you pay yourself first, 10%, 15%, 20% of everything that comes in goes into an automatic deposit account somehow. And eventually, all of a sudden, one day you wake up and you're like, wow, I didn't realize it could get that big. And that's all because you created a habit. So good on you that that's the gold standard of what you're trying to do. Hey, it's Mark Yeager here to tell you about our cash flow machine trading program that's designed to teach you how to make safe, reliable income. Now, we shoot for 2 to 4% a month of income and growth in your portfolio. And we have courses to teach you how to do this yourself or inside a mastermind community. And the best part of that is it only takes about 20 minutes a week to implement. Now, while 2 to 4% a month doesn't sound like much, I show you exactly how we took my IRA from $111,000 to over $500,000 in just 19 months without huge risk. I'm not telling you this to brag, just to show you that you could do this too. So to learn more about this program, go to cashflowmachine.io. That's cashflowmachine.io, and you can learn more. No debt is great, and diversification, well, that's certainly a great concept to learn, and then you can get really into it, and there's dips, there's diversification, and then there's what I call diversification. So you got to learn how to do it right. But when you're teaching somebody just a concept, it's certainly a beautiful concept. And I know, listen, I know you have a lot of courses that you put out, and you just put out a book, right? About, you know, for kids, didn't you? And it's got a really interesting, I can't remember the title. I don't know why I can't remember it.
just created a course, and it is called Teaching Kids About Money.
Oh, Teaching Kids About Money. Okay. I think I can remember that because what does it do?
Yeah.
It teaches exactly kids right. about money. That's really, really cool. So, all right. So we've got pay yourself first, no debt, and then diversify. And then how would you wrap that in a bow? Like, what do you get? What do you tell a kid, right? What do you tell a kid who doesn't think like maybe you and I, we don't have the real world experience and the scars and all that. How do you translate that to it? Because one thing to hear those things, what does that mean to a kid? How do you get there?
For sure. And I think that really the first important exercise when you're trying to teach kids about money is just giving them a start by giving them a salary. And it's not an allowance. This is not money that the child receives simply for being a child that lives in my house. It's they have their jobs, their responsibilities, and when they fulfill and honor and do those, then they get their weekly salary. And we break that out into three glass jars. I really do advocate for using.
You do the jars, huh?
Simple jars, yeah, and cash, and save, spend, and give. I mean, beautiful. If you fundamentally, if you could teach a child to save as much as they can, to earn as much as they can, and to give as much as they can, you'd probably be, have a really successful young person right there too. So that's really where it starts. And yeah. It's a lot of different really experiential things that as a parent, you can help your kid do. And then you're reinforcing these first principles or these ideas. Just like when your folks took you to that bank when you were a kid, that really got you started on the right path. Yeah. So, and then it's a matter of, you know, you're going to teach your kids about investing. And I'm imagining that the vast majority of people who are listening to this are investors. And so that part, they'll probably be pretty excited about, but talk about how you actually do that, what the steps are, and all the ages that you actually get started with these things. We talk about entrepreneurship and lots of different concepts.
Now, is this course that you have, is this something where the parent actually sits with the child, or can the child just sit there and absorb the information? How is it delivered? At what level, can it be delivered? What age, for example?
Yeah, that's a really, really good question. It is for the parent. There are videos that the child will watch with the parent.
Okay.
That we make it a little bit more fun to introduce these concepts, but it is designed to give the parent all the tools and resources and understanding that they need to be able to help their kid to get better at money.
Wow. And what's the payoff that you would tell a kid or sell a kid on? Like how does the kid actually think about it? What makes him motivated to want to sit down with a parent and do this?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing right there is that some kids, it's going to take them a long time, if ever, to want to earn money to buy their own stuff. And some kids today are waiting to get their driver's license, which is shocking to me because I got my driver's license on my 16th birthday.
Me too.
But kids are going to just be ready to do things at different stages.
Yeah.
And all we can do as parents, which all parents know, is, you know, position the children for success. I can't make a kid do that. And the harder I push one direction, they're probably going to, you know, dig their heels in and go the other direction. So this is all about understanding, okay, now is a time where cognitively your child can be grasping these ideas, and here's some different ways of introducing them. So, and the learnings are all around us. Yeah. You know, the what really motivated it for my wife and I was, we were at the park, and my son James, who is our oldest, he saw a kid with this cool glider. He's like, oh, you know, I really want one of those. And I said, well, okay, let's figure out how much it costs, and then we can figure out how you can earn money. And that's really what kind of kicked everything off, was he expressed, this is something that I want. And then he started asking, you know, wouldn't it be cool if you could earn extra money? Like, yeah, I'd be interested in doing that. And so there's just little things here and there.
And then do you teach them other concepts, like stock market or real estate, so that they can start to get tangible attachment to what you're teaching concepts?
Yeah, I think that the first step to, from my perspective on this, the first step to teaching a kid about investing is to start with common stocks. Yeah. Because wouldn't it be cool if you could invest in Disney, if you could actually own a piece of Disney or Roblox or insert whatever they're into here. It's really challenging for an 11-year-old to get their arms around the S&P 500 ETF. but if you're a real estate investor, you know, you're driving past a house, you say, how cool would it be if we actually own that house right there? Or, you know, would you like to, so whatever it is that you're into, whatever years you're excited about, if it's Bitcoin, whatever, it doesn't matter to me. It's just all a process of how do I bring this up, and how do we do it as a family, and how are we talking about these things openly?
It's hard enough for a 50 something year old bald guy to understand what a S&P 500 ETF is,
right?
11 year old, right? So listen, I think that's really great work that you're doing, George. I know you have some resources that you can offer our audience, and I know they're really cool topics, right? So you have, if I remember right, you have them around value, around debt, and around goals, if I remember right. So you have some resources. Where can people go to get those things? Then I'll ask you a couple of fun questions, and then we'll wrap it up.
I like it. So a lot of the work you can find me doing is at moneyalignmentacademy.com. So you can find a lot of my musings on our blog, and you can find all the courses. And you hit the nail on the head, Mark. We've got 3 free courses. One is a goals course. I think that we have oftentimes a weird way that we think about and set goals. So it's a little bit of a different take on that. Values. I think that there's never been a more important time to really know what you stand for today.
For sure.
And so that's an important thing. And then get out of debt. There's there's a course, and all those are free. So you can find everything else that I'm working on there.
All right. So once again, it's moneyalignmentacademy.com, right?
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
So here's the fun questions. You ready? Take a deep breath. If you could have coffee or tea with anyone, past or present, who would it be and what would you talk about?
Well, if it's anybody, then I just have to do Jesus. He'd be just number one. And I'm not even that religious a guy, but the opportunity there, that's not quite as much fun. I'm a massive Springsteen fan. So maybe Springsteen would be number two behind Jesus.
I don't know. Jesus was pretty cool. I think he was like the Tony Robbins of like 2000 years ago, right? Well, like Jesus coming in concert, right? I don't know, the guy with the robe and the sandals, I don't know, but pretty inspirational, pretty motivational, got a lot of people following him. I don't know, if you go back 2000 years, it's possible. I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
he could be the Springsteen of back then, right?
Yeah.
I love the Boss. Timeless. I went and saw the Boss in concert, I don't know, a long time ago. And he just never stopped. He just kept going. And like, I didn't realize he had that many songs, and he didn't care. He just wanted to keep over delivering for the audience. So that'd be a pretty fun discussion to have with Bruce Springsteen. All right. Last question. If you could leave the world by imparting a piece of advice on the world, what would it be to improve their life?
That we don't have time. That you need to get started. I think that we have plenty of time to do everything that we want, but we don't have enough time to waste.
Yeah.
So super important to get clear on it, you know, what it is that you really want. Is the way that you're living the way that you really want to be living? Because if it's not, well, let's get moving. Let's get cracking and start making changes.
The days click by. Wow. Well, listen, thank you for delivering such incredible value for our audience. It's moneyalignmentacademy.com. And everybody, you've been listening to George Grombacher today. And I want to leave you with this. Never give up your power in your health, your wealth, or your time. Thank you, George, for being here. And we'll see you, everybody, on the next episode of the Wealth Architect Podcast.
You've been listening to the Wealth Architect Podcast with Mark Yeagy. Follow us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Share and tell your friends. See you soon.